Each year, there are over 700 incidents involving child offenders reported to law enforcement in Albany County. But the county's prosecuting attorney, Peggy Trent, says at least 70% of the cases she sees could actually be handled in schools using restorative justice. That's a practice that focuses on accountability and healing rather than punishment. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson spoke with trainers Randy Compton and Catherine Childs, as well as Laramie resident Martha Doyle, after a recent restorative justice workshop sponsored by the Albany County Attorney's Office.
This is Randy. This is one of the most exciting trainings we've done in a while because it's such a whole community coming together. A lot of times we'll either do just schools or school districts, but to be able to have schools, law enforcement, nonprofits, all of the groups coming together can create a whole community-wide vision for this. And there's always overlap. I mean, stuff from schools, when it escalates and gets pretty big, that's when law enforcement comes in. Some stuff will happen just in the schools. Some stuff's going to happen just in these sort of youth organizations. So the overlap is an exciting way to build this culture. And boy, Laramie's really on the cutting edge of many cities doing this.
This is Catherine. And I also think that one of the main missions or goals of this whole project is to reduce the number of juveniles who end up in the criminal justice system. And all of these community partners are committed to that. To, rather than sending a student for a school discipline event to the district attorney for prosecution, we're looking at ways to journey through stories around what happened, what harm was caused, and how can it be best repaired with accountability and support, rather than having a juvenile go into the justice system and end up with a record.
Are there specific issues or problems happening in Albany County that people are responding to?
This is Martha. I don't know that we're different from any other community and the things that, the issues that juveniles face. But I think, as Catherine mentioned, that there's a large number of juveniles going through the system, and how do we, uncover that and look at what's really underneath all of that harm, and what the real issues are, and see if we can decrease that number and create community, and keep juveniles in the community and not send them out to get help.
There are people who struggle with this idea of being nice to someone who's acting out and who is not being conscientious of those around them.
You know, I've had many clients say that they found going through restorative justice was more challenging for them than just going through the traditional criminal justice system or going through, like, being suspended. A kid gets suspended for 10 days. They're home. They're watching TV. You know, they're completely checked out. They come back. They sort of start going back to school. They may have the impact of being behind, which is really challenging, and we're trying to keep kids in school. But that's so much easier in a lot of respects than sitting in a room and having to speak to the people who were impacted, like in a case that we had a couple years ago of a young man who brought a fake bomb to school. And actually, what ended up happening was one of the teachers wasn't aware that it was fake, and he picked it up off the floor and carried it outside. And while he was doing that, he was thinking to himself, I may never see my family again. You know, this may be my last act on this planet, not knowing that it was fake. Also at the time, the principal was 8 months pregnant, and she didn't know that the bomb wasn't real. And it was just a huge impact on that school community and the community. And for the offender to go through the process of having to really look at that impact, in addition, of course, to being expelled from school, was really intense. It took months to prepare. So I think that the notion that it might be soft on people, or it's just being too nice, is that in reality, it's hard work. It's hard work for all the parties.
And how does restorative justice work when the person who's done harm will not say that they've done it?
It's pretty rare for kids not to take responsibility. Now, they may need a little bit of time to think time, but a huge part of this has to do with the relationship they have with the adults. So if there's a strong relationship that kid has with an adult, they're more likely to take responsibility. So that's the long term And I guess in our experience, most kids do. You know, for that small minority that don't take responsibility, we may either work with them, give them a little extra time.
It sounds like a good process, but it also sounds resource intensive. And so, you know, I'm wondering what you say to the skeptics who are like, nice idea, but I don't have time and we don't have the resources.
Research is showing and is being developed right now that this is much more cost effective because it's a long term. You're really not only resolving, repairing harm, but you're creating people that are more capable in the future. Whereas if you look at the incarceration, what are they learning? You know, are they coming back into our community in a way that makes them stronger and less willing to recommit?
Catherine, I'm wondering what you're seeing in terms of impact of this in Colorado.
So Colorado is actually one of the leaders in the country in restorative justice. And we have seen significant reduction in recidivism with juvenile offenders who go through restorative justice versus the traditional justice system. So it can actually really impact the likelihood of a young person committing additional crimes and continuing down that road.
And Martha, Randy and Catherine don't live in Wyoming, so I'm wondering, is there anything that you see about this state that makes you believe that this really will work here?
Well, we're seeing the movement is happening nationally. The National Association of Community Restorative Justice 2 years ago had about 600 folks attend their conference. And this year in Oakland, there were 1,300 participants. So nationally, there's a move, and internationally, there's a trend. And in Wyoming, we're starting to see the Wyoming Restorative Justice Council is spreading its wings and trying to expand to the west and central and northern parts of the state and bringing in all sorts of stakeholders to support this on all levels. But we are seeing it a lot in the schools. Most of my background is in schools of how to decrease office referrals, suspensions, expulsions. How do we create community or change and shift culture is what I'm hearing on that end. And then, of course, what we've mentioned locally with Albany County, that Peggy Trent really wants to decrease those numbers of kids in the juvenile justice system.
Thank you all so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
That was Randy Compton and Catherine Childs from Restorative Solutions and Laramie resident Martha Doyle talking with reporter Tennessee Watson. Prosecuting attorney Peggy Trent says she expects to see restorative justice in place in Albany County schools by next year.